So, like, the murder room is underneath the dining room, which means that that's where you put people you want to hear you doing things but can't escape. That's exactly what you do with that room.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
But it's like, it's kind of fun looking at new houses and being like, okay, so where are the bodies at? Just remember broke. Why do you just remember that?
That's the only part that I remember.
I thought he says extra broke, yo.
Maybe he does say that once.
Like, as like a follow-up to saying I'm broke. He's like, I'm broke. Extra broke, yo!
Yeah, I guess he probably does.
Everything is A-okay.
Strong as a really.
What? Oh!
Yeah. I guess he does say extra broke once. Okay, you win this round, Kyle Hagen.
Kyle Hagen. Lyrical savant.
No, you're halfway towards an idiot savant.
I'm halfway towards a lyrical genius, too. I mean, with the words.
I mean,
the other one's more accurate.
You could be a lyric gen.
That's a lyric gen.
I just cut some of the words up a little bit there.
I noticed.
Sit talk.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kyle. I don't think we introduced ourselves on our last Sit Talk episode. Did we? Okay. I think we introduced ourselves on our last Sit Talk episode.
We did.
double the confirmation, double the fun.
Confirm.
So, a little birdie told me that you had something that you wanted to talk about today.
Yes.
And that little birdie was you.
I'm going to link it. But,
I'm going to wreck it.
That's coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
So.
Again.
Basically.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
There's a thing. You know what? When one says thing, it encompasses a lot of stuff.
That's the fact, Jack.
And there's all kinds of things that can be things, you know? And this one is like a multimedia experience, and it was called, I think it was called The Future of Football.
Okay.
In the year 17,776.
17,776. Okay, that's a long ways away.
It is.
Okay.
And, I was tempted to tell you about it earlier and let you read, watch it, consume it. But it was more fun to feel like I could just half-heartedly and badly explain it to you.
Okay.
And then let other people come and watch, read.
And then I never get to watch it, right?
And you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
But the irony would be me badly explaining it to you and you being frustrated and not wanting to.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see if you can frustrate me enough to not want to watch it.
So it's hosted by a sports website that I don't remember the name of.
Sports.
And so it looks legit when it talks about the future of football. And it's like, oh, I guess I've heard some stuff about the concussions and stuff being a problem, and they might change some rules. Oh, okay. I mean, hockey had a thing where they had to change a bunch of rules. Sure, fine, okay, maybe that's what they're talking about. And then as you're on there, all of a sudden all the words start to just grow into each other and become this big black mass that then flickers out, and it shows the date, which is like in the 40s, and then it goes black again, and you're like, hold up.
Yo, I thought I was good, but I'm not as good as I thought I was good.
I don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, text starts, a calendar appears. And it's in the 40s sometime. And you start scrolling, and all of a sudden there's some text. You guys are all dicks. Every single one of you. Every man jack of you.
How annoying do you think that squishy sound is from those seats?
I don't know. It seems like it seems louder than it normally is, but I don't know,
anything.
It was doing that the whole way up, so
it's
on another.
These episodes are special, everyone.
I bet you could barely hear it, to be honest, but,
yeah, that's what the you can. You can.
Okay.
It's okay.
That's great. I don't really care.
You guys get special sound effects this time.
And then, you see this red text and this green text that are trying to talk to each other, but they're talking to each other, on, like, a weird temporal, like, way. Because, like, the one thing's trying to talk to the other one, and then the other one only comes back every, like, it comes up on the calendar every, like, 217 days. But the other one just keeps going, like, hey, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? And then, basically, it's this bizarre-ass conversation that just gets weirder and weirder as you go. And then,
we're still talking about the future of football?
Yeah. Kinda. And as it goes, all of a sudden, you're scrolling through years and calendars and just keeps going and going and going, and all of a sudden, you're in one of them says to the other one, do a thing, and then it does, and then all of a sudden it just, like, time, that part goes away, and then it's a video. And there's a little YouTube, embedded YouTube video in there, and it's just them talking. And it's two satellites talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And they've gained sentience. Not satellites, probes. Like Pathfinder 9
sure,
or 10.
Sure, and they've gained sentience.
They've gained sentience.
As they do.
Because they say, basically, given enough time, anything becomes sentient. Turns out, if you just blast human radio waves at it long enough. And it's like, okay. And then they start talking about how things have gotten strange on Earth, because they're still watching Earth. And now they're sentient, so they're, like, paying close attention. And how at some point in the year 3,000 or 5,000 or so, people just stopped dying and stopped being born.
So everything is static.
Mm-hmm. And then
They still age? They just don't die?
I don't believe they age anymore either. I think they're just there. And then they spend a few thousand years developing these things called nanos.
The satellites do?
No, the humans do. Okay. And then basically they just built a future in about the year 17,776 where you can't die.
As you do, I guess.
Because the nanos are forming a perfect, like, they're everywhere. They're all around, they're all over the surface of the Earth. And they follow people around. And if you do anything that might hurt you, they save you.
This is like Superman syndrome, like on a really crazy global, like, scale.
So, like, if you crash your car, the second before you'd hit your head, they would just pull you out of the car, set you on the side. Mm. If you jumped off a cliff, they would cushion your fall before you hit the ground. Anything. And so in the United States, what most people do now, apparently, is play football. But they play football with insane rules afforded by the fact that you can't actually get hurt or die. Now, I'm waiting
for it to be. Have you ever watched this video before?
It's not just a video. It's a series of, like, website, like, dialogue things.
Okay.
It's
happening now. Have you ever talked about this before?
No, it's happening now.
Okay.
The next episode's out tomorrow.
Okay.
So, one of the things that happens is they talk about a football game that's between, it was in Colorado. There's two states on, like, Wyoming and, I don't know what it was. But
that's
then,
how you know it's fictional.
Over,
Wyoming's never going to have a football team.
Well, it wasn't about the football team. It was just that the playing area was Kansas.
Whoa.
Like, the whole thing.
Okay.
During Nebraska. I don't remember what it was. I remember it was weird. I'm not sure that it actually made sense spatially, but, so, they basically, you just run, like, across things. And this one person, there's a tornado. And she jumps into the tornado to get an edge. Because okay. The nanos protect her.
Yeah.
So she's just riding in a tornado to throw off all the people that are, pursuing. And another one, they played a game, New Mexico and Washington had a game. And their end zones were Canada and Mexico.
And these are satellites watching these people do this.
Yeah.
Documenting their, like...
Just kind of... Well, okay. Yeah, it's just text explaining what's happening.
Okay.
And it's very odd. But they're talking about how... So they made this thing that's like 4,000 miles long, whatever it is, the distance from Mexico to Canada via...
the United States.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
And, but it's still regulation width.
Whoa.
So it's okay. Just a 33-yard... swath across North America.
Okay.
And the game has been going on for 12,000 years.
Because of the temporal shifting stuff?
Sorry. No, they just keep playing. Because they can't finish. Because it's all the same football rules apply. The only thing that's different is you, they play until someone wins, and you can't use vehicles unless you don't have the ball. So if you don't have the ball, you could theoretically drive somewhere, but you're not allowed to leave the play area. So they said there are these mountains they've had to climb that were extremely difficult. Because as soon as you start climbing up, the guys just run up and pull you off, and then you fumble the ball.
Yeah.
So you'd watch for 50 years and nothing would change, or they'd move it a couple miles. And then what happened was Washington got a great big push, kept going, and then they hit a chasm, like a Grand Canyon or something. Well, they fell down the cliff, and everyone was obviously fine because of the nanos, but They couldn't. It's the 300-foot vertical ascent on either side of the cliff.
And they couldn't get up because everyone would keep pulling them down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
So for the last,
so they wouldn't have fell down though.
Well, they had to go straight across.
Yeah, but you could have jumped over it, right?
Like, no, because it's like a half a mile wide. Oh, okay, it's like Grand Canyon. And so they've been stuck at the bottom of this valley playing for 700 years. And it's dismissed as like the most casual of whatever things. Like, oh yeah, they've been playing here for like 700 years now. God, that game is so dumb. Like, it's the most boring football game. Because they're just fighting at the bottom of this.
And they never have to worry about food or anything because there's nanos. And so they just play all day and all night. They just play.
Okay. And they're never going to get anywhere because you can't scale a 300-foot climb, like free climb, while a bunch of people are trying to stop you.
Yeah, right. Even if they weren't, it would still be pretty difficult to, like, climb. Is there, like, an out-of-bounds? Like, if you go to the right or the left too far, is it, mm-hmm. like... Really?
Yeah, because it's you have to stay in the field.
Wow, that sucks. That's the worst.
Yeah, and it's just these weird little vignettes of strange shit happening.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one I read. There's another one.
You thought you were going to make me frustrated by telling me this?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I could sell it very well, because it's fucking weird.
Yeah, but, like, it's interesting.
It is weirdly compelling.
It's a... Yeah. So...
In the vein of weirdly compelling shit, dude.
Dude.
Fucking, you've got a Subaru Impreza Sport.
He's got a turbo in there, did you know that?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I did. That's what the AWD means.
Adwood.
It means it's got all turbos.
All-wheel turbos?
No, it's just turbo. It's just how they spell turbo.
Turbo butts.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds kind of interesting to me. I'm not a, like... Is it just blocks and blocks of text?
Not blocks, but it's like a instant message conversation.
Between the two satellites that are not.
There's a third one too, but yeah.
In time.
Well, now they are. Now they're quantumly linked by the end of this, so they're just talking normally.
Weird intro though.
Oh, it absolutely is, and it definitely would recommend. I suppose I probably should say to read that before you jump in here. I don't know. It might spoil it. But, yeah.
Who is it, somebody you know that's created it?
No. Boom shared it on Facebook, and I was like, well. And then she actually asked me to talk about it on the podcast. And I was like,
let's talk about Allie for a second. Or Boom, I guess. Sorry, Allie.
Wow.
Sorry, Boom.
I'm going to censor. I just
They call her.
I don't know what to say.
It doesn't matter.
She's never very good about it. I think that's
loving the alien point. is her.
She's still doing that one, right?
I believe so. If not Allie, then Boom. Sorry.
Well,
I'm really bad at this.
She wrote a book.
I'm not good with pseudonyms. Yeah, she's written two, right?
Oh, no, she's mostly talking about her current ones.
Oh, okay.
I lose track.
Do you remember? Is it Dora's Jinx or is it the other?
That's the one I started talking about last.
Okay.
Did she get the other one published?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we're just the worst friends ever, aren't we?
We're not the worst. We could be worse.
Probably.
But yeah, Loving the Alien is her article.
We'll probably link to it, I guess.
Yeah, put a link in there, but go check it out.
But he did.
Allie's pretty cool.
I was just send a whole bunch of shit.
Fucking can't even do it.
Call her whatever you want.
I will.
When I.
Boom.
Remember.
She actually is the one who kind of helped us out as we're getting started into this whole sham and damn lamb and ding dong of media coverage and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She was very helpful in, you know, kind of helping me understand what we could do and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to cover stuff. And yeah, so
can you say help one more time?
Help.
There you go.
Help.
Well,
that was only 13 minutes. That was the worst story.
Well,
ever.
I figured it would segue
really
into
frustrated now.
Weird stories with that had a hard sell.
Well,
or
you just made me kind of start thinking of like fucking like Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared Again, or like Lettuce Hand, or like Salad Fingers.
Yeah, it's like those, but less deeply, like, horrifying.
Yeah. It's just some weird stuff where you're like, what the hell is going on here?
There's a car accident happening over there in a second. That guy just stopped.
Came all around the corner. He doesn't want to have to turn right.
Right, but he came all around the corner and stopped.
But he doesn't want to do that.
Eventually, one of those people are going to come around the corner and just nail him.
Any hooser. Check out football in the year 1776.
17,776.
Fuck, I don't know how to do numbers.
Yeah, that much is clear.
You know what? I don't need this right now.
Don't need
sicko.
What? Don't need what?
You not paying attention to the road.
I'm paying plenty of attention to the road.
I don't know. I can't really think of anything else that makes me feel like that. That's just okay. Not disturbing. What did you kind of send that?
Well, I mean, the biggest things I can think of are this one shack I found in Scotland 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Memories are a little blurry, but it was just a bunch of weird little, like, dioramas of strange puns and absurd shit. Which makes me also... I can't find anything about it. The only other person who I know was there was Corwin, and I don't know how well he remembers it, so...
So this might be a fever dream.
Could be. There's another place in Culver City in California, yay, that was called the Museum of Jurassic History.
Sweet.
And it was a similar, just a whole, you know, little museum full of absurd shit. That bordered on reality, but it wasn't quite there. But also contained, like, a miniature version of a trailer park. And an homage to Americana. And a gallery of portraits of the Soviet space dog program.
Okay.
Specifically the dogs.
I guess now you're making me think of weird stuff.
And they also had a whole section of how you can use crystals to teleport through time.
Really? Did it work?
Not that I could determine, because it didn't really make any sense. But then they had a whole bunch of weird, like, superstitious stuff, but I'm not sure all the superstitions were real. Like, some of them were made up.
What were they? Do you remember?
Well, it was these weird little things, like, in Croatia, a newly married bride would always sleep with a pair of large scissors to protect against something, and it was like... Really?
You know, actually...
It sounds feasible, but it could also be totally made up.
That lore actually does spoilers a lot of that. There's a podcast called Lore by Aaron Mankey, and we probably talked about it on here before.
You mentioned it.
It does that stuff. It goes through, like, lore, and, you know, they do a whole, like, vampire episode and an old Striga episode and, like, all this kind of stuff about, like, ancient... Not ancient, I guess, but what people used to do, like, the things people used to do to get rid of changelings, like, burn your kid in a... Like, heat your kid up in a stove... If he was a changeling, and that, like, would coax the changeling to leave and the baby to come back, but they would, like, light people on fire and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, that doesn't really make sense. And they're like, well, worst case scenario, I just don't have a changeling kid. And you're like, I don't know if that's, like, really the best way to handle that, or how those superstitions evolve into, like, people accusing other people of being the things without, like, you know, oh, it's just weird. Yep. Like, the way that that kind of stuff can affect small, like, not small cultures, but affect, like, a group. I mean, we probably talked about that before, too, with, like, the whole...
Tradition.
But, like, how it can... You can just get swept up in thinking, like, you know, look at what we thought 2 years ago, and look how it evolved into, like, this crazy idea about blank, right? Mm. Man, that's weird. So, the weirdest thing I was thinking of when you were talking about that was... You're talking about, like, space program dog, like this, the Russian space program.
Yep.
It made me think of, like, Astro from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fair.
But my parents had their ranch, right? And they lived really... It was in, like, Park County. It was real big. It was nice. But it was next to a town called Guffey, right? And for the entirety of the time that we owned that ranch, Guffey's mare was an animal. Like a domesticated animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just had never seen...
Guffey had also a bunch of weird yard art and shit sitting there.
Yeah, no, they did. And that's what I was going to talk about next. They had, like, antique stores and stuff. But they also had, like, things that you thought were, like... yard art stores, but they were actually just someone's house. And so you, like, walk onto their, like, thing, being like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the guy's like, get out of here, you. No, they didn't say that. But,
no, but, like,
because I don't think anyone actually lived in Guffey, but
I think people sat in recliner and rocking chairs in Guffey.
Guffey's a destination, it's not a place to live.
it's a place to turn at.
Mm-hmm.
That's a signpost. turn at Guffey.
But it was just so weird because they managed to have, like, a dog mare or a cat mare for, like, 10 years. Like, just, it was just like, what? How is that?
Population's like 9.
Yeah, but, like, how? Like, is it just like we. I mean, I guess that's an example of.
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible that they don't actually have an incorporated city status and they just do whatever the fuck they want.
Oh, yeah, that's what I figured. It's like they're just like.
They just live in unincorporated Park County.
I don't know. That's like the weirdest thing I can think.
That is not the weirdest thing in Park County either.
No, what is?
They've got the compounds of the Free State folks. Where are those? What do they call them? I actually don't know where they are, but I hear about them from some of the friends my parents have in the law enforcement there. Yeah, there are some compounds of, like, where you don't get, like, they don't register as citizens. Like, the kids born there don't get social security numbers or apply for any of that stuff. They don't do any of that. They're just there, and you don't go there.
They just kind of exist.
Yeah, like, the cops apparently don't go there.
Well, yeah, because you probably get killed.
Yeah, they don't take too kindly to law enforcement.
Huh.
Yeah, so, like, there's plenty of weirdos out there, and Park County is huge. Park County is bigger than Rhode Island.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of spans across a lot of...
It does not have the population of Rhode Island, obviously, but it does have the landmass.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, it's pretty spacious, and there's a whole shitload of nothing in it. A lot of places between other things, so I don't doubt for a second there's a lot more shit that I don't know
about.
There's
always, like, you see those campers that are obviously, like, meth labs.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, well, that guy's probably making meth or some type of drug out there, and, like, they're not really going to do much about it because they would have to drive past here, and they're probably not going to ever.
Yeah. Especially out by that, where your parents' place was, because that's it's way out there in the middle of fucking nowhere.
It is. It's like... You have this distance between this town called Hartzell and this town called Divide. Or not Divide, sorry. I can't remember. It's between Woodland Park and Hartzell. But it's just, like, nothing. There's a pass there, and that's basically it.
Yep.
And then if you turn left at some point, you get to 11 Mile Reservoir, which is a gigantic reservoir.
About 11 miles long.
Yeah. If you want to check our math, go fuck yourself. But...
And then there was this random old ranch that someone subdivided, basically, and sold off to a bunch of smaller ranches, which most people who live there use it as vacation homes, because it's very secluded.
Mm-hmm. That place is creepy, man. Like, I love being there with other people, but... I don't know.
It is awfully isolated.
Yeah, and even my parents' house makes me feel like that sometimes. Like, have you ever... I mean, you maybe don't feel this way, because you don't do stupid shit as I do, like, watch horror movies all the time, but... In your parents' house, all by yourself, have you ever been there in that situation with just the dogs and you?
Yeah, many times.
Does it ever make you feel uncomfortable at all?
Not really. I grew up that way, so.
I guess that's fair. But you didn't grow up alone, though. You had, like, so many people in your house all the time, right?
No, but, I mean, there were times when I'd be the only one home.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I mean, I just grew up in the woods, so that's... I don't get that sensation of isolation as much as a sensation of...
I'm scared because I'm... I guess, again, in the end, I am getting scared because I'm alone, but, like, it's always worried that someone else is there with me. That
yeah.
I don't know about.
I get more nervous when I'm in the city.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because of... Because
there are people there.
That... Are you scared of people, or, like...
No, I mean, like, you're worried that there might be someone else there.
Uh-huh.
And in the city, I'm worried because there are people walking in front of my house in the city. I know they are. They have been there. I've seen evidence of it. They've rifled through my car when I left it unlocked. I've seen stuff moving around, you know, like, I know they're there.
Yeah. That's a creepy feeling, too, like... I don't know if it's just, like, it's the same thing. It's, like, the opposite of deja vu. Deja vu is almost what I had earlier today, where I was like, did you remember talking about that football thing before? But the opposite of where, like, you move something, but you forgot you did it, and now you're like, okay, there's someone living in the walls of my house.
Right.
Have you ever felt like that before?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen that creepy video of that guy who recorded that thing, and there's a lady living in his, like, air ducts or his attic, and she'd come down at night and, like, steal his, like, stuff out of his fridge, and then go back up and live in the attics?
No.
And he didn't know. It was like a night cam video. And it wasn't meant to be like a horror movie pitch. It was just actually like a lady in like a dress that would like that lived in this dude's attic. Man, that shit freaks me out. That's like one of the things we're looking at since we're looking at houses. I'm always looking for like murder rooms.
Mm.
There's the and that's the technical term, by the way, everybody. Murder room. Kendrick has a cool murder room.
Yeah.
We don't really go in it because the way you get murdered is by spiders, but...
Yeah. I've crawled around in there a few times.
The one that we saw yesterday...
That crawl space does scare the piss out of me, though.
Does it? Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that it exists in your house, or when you go in it, it does?
When I go in it, because it's low, and it's lumpy, and hard to move around, so, like, you're crawling over rough terrain, banging your elbows on things, and you can't stand up.
And you're like, yeah, we had a crawl space like that at my old house in Eastern.
And I had to run some cables through that, and I was like, this is terrible. I hate every minute of this.
There is no crawl space at my parents' house now, but the one before is very similar to yours. The
fucking
one at, my parents' ranch wasn't bad because you could stand up in it, and it was like the whole bottom of the house and not just like a crawl space. But
so they actually had what's called a basement.
No, it wasn't. It was like a half. It was still a crawl because you had to like bend over and stuff. But it was bigger than like. I guess if you're, I wouldn't call it a basement, but I wouldn't call it a crawl space. I guess it's
this person is struggling.
It's just you gotta just let him Friday, man.
I'm trying, but it's hard.
The ones we saw yesterday was like you open this closet and like there's like a shelf, and then underneath the shelf there was like this door that had fallen down into the crawl space that was underneath the front side of the house, and you're like,
and there's a grandma that reaches out right then.
Exactly. Like, ah. The one we saw before, it was actually like, so the one that it looks like that we might actually move into, that's really close to your house, the one I was talking about on last or the episode before this, was it's actually got a dedicated room that's just lower than everywhere else. It's not like a crawl space, but it's like a full room, right? And it's just like lower ceiling than everywhere else, and it's just like kind of there. It's, I don't know. This house has weird symmetry.
This is my murder tower.
Exactly.
It's where I hang out.
And by weird symmetry, I mean perfect symmetry, because you have your living room, you have your kitchen, dining room, bedroom, bathroom. And I'm doing stuff on here that you're not going to see, but it the exact same layout on the top is the same layout on the bottom, except for instead of kitchen, you have murder room and like what, like the washer dryer room, big basement, open area, bedroom, a bathroom. So like the murder room is underneath the dining room, which means that that's where you put people you want to hear you doing things but can't escape. That's exactly what you do with that room.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
But it's like, it's kind of fun looking at new houses and being like, okay, so where are the bodies at? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have an attic in your house? I don't believe you do.
There is a space. But it's not really accessible.
Okay.
I mean, there is, above the bedrooms upstairs, mm-hmm. it's a peaked roof but flat ceiling, so there is space up there. I've never been up there.
Okay.
And it's not really for storage. I think it's just exposed studs and probably nails everywhere.
It's just a nail room, really. It's just where we put nails.
Well, my parents had that in their house. They had an attic like that, but it's not.
Does it have like the pull down stair thing?
No, it's just like there's a patch in the ceiling that's missing, and you can push it up, and you can look up there, and you're like, wow, there's like a lot of exposed wires and shit up here.
I shouldn't be here.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude.
Doop dee doop dee doop dee doop dee doop dee doop.
Cut in front of me.
That's why he cut in front of you, so you can do this.
If you go back into that,
there's really some interesting stuff over there. Okay. You haven't looked yet, so you can't possibly know.
I got that part. but
I don't know. I guess I haven't been to as many creepy places as you like, or like weird places where you're like, oh, I stumbled upon this, and now I have a story to tell.
And mostly through Corwin is how I get most of those things. So. Well, there's maybe a good one. If you ever check out SCP, the website, that's like a amalgamation of all those things. It's like creepypasta, but from the standpoint of all that's real.
No, but that's the site that has like the documentation stuff where it's like, yeah, I remember that site. I was looking at that site because. My favorite one that I read was the junkyard, like, machination. Mm-hmm. Like, the gigantic junkyard, like, robot thing that lives in the junkyard and, like, is cool if you don't fuck with anything, but as soon as you fuck with stuff, he, like, murders you. But, he's like, got, like, friends and stuff.
I like the factory. Like, they've had factories, several of them, I think. One of them is just creepy shit. It used to be a factory, but it closed. And so it's got this, like, whole sub-basement area that's not marked on anything, but you hear people shuffling around in there, but there aren't people. And they just have these, like, whole elaborate stories that they can tell without really giving you a proper narrative. And it's all from the perspective of people, like, cleaning up after it.
Yeah, that's really fun. That's why I listen to No Sleep a lot, is because it's, like, it's the same idea. Like, creepypasta, I guess you're supposed to think it's real, but it's mostly just stuff to, like, irk you.
Yeah.
The thing I like about No Sleep is, like, it's people's, like, recountings, but they're it's all fictional, it's like when you're in No Sleep, the whole like rule is that you read it as if and react to it as if it's real. So like the comments and stuff are all like, oh my god, you should call this person, da da da, or like,
yeah,
how did you do this or whatever, right? And that's one of my favorite parts, is like it's recountings of stuff where you're like, well, I just barely survived this and now you get to hear my story.
And that's one of the reasons I like the SCP thing, is because the framework in it makes it feel nonchalant, like it normalizes all of this weird shit that should be horrifying or strange or whatever, and they're like, we just put a number on it, keep it in a very large box.
Yeah, I like that about that too. That's not something you don't get from No Sleep, is that like kind of, oh yeah, this happens, don't worry about it too much, it's just another one of these things in this section of this area.
Yeah, we give this an epsilon rating. What's that mean? It means it could destroy the world. Oh,
well then. Who's watching that? Oh, don't worry about it.
And it's like, who's watching it? Six teams of highly trained individuals working in shifts of two teams, with a minimum of two teams at all times, each team consisting of three individuals who are all of different blood types. And, like, they have all these details, and they're really good at throwing in, like, totally unnecessary details that just make the whole thing feel like a government
It's cool, too, because if I recall correctly, it navigates a lot like a wiki.
So, yeah, it is a wiki.
Yeah.
And it is actually, as a wiki, it is a crowdsourced. Like, people contribute ones. And then there's talk pages that are out of character. Mm-hmm. And people will revise stuff. And they'll often come to you and be like, you know, it's not just a quality standpoint. People come back and be like, if you rewrite this way, it sounds way creepier. Or if you redact this thing and not that thing. Because everything's like redacted. Mm-hmm. And so there's like creative use of redaction is like one of the things you learn how to do.
I guess one of the craziest things I've did is we went through and tried to ghost hunt in the like Gunnison Cemetery at one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, I mean, of course, we didn't really catch anything, but it was kind of weird to, like...
I've never actually been to that cemetery.
I guess I will say it on here, and if we get in trouble, I guess I'll pay a fine or something, but we kind of hopped the fence, like, and just went in.
You trespassed in college?
No, I didn't say that. Might have,
Pretty sure statute of limitations is up on that bad boy.
I trespassed in college. So, but it was kind of interesting, like... I don't know. I guess after reading Dresden, too, like, the graveyards kind of hold a different feel, because, like, a lot of stuff makes a lot of logical sense when they talk about it in the story. Like, the gates are, like, you know, kind of contain everything. That's why every, like, graveyard has some type of, like, fence and door. The idea of,
yeah, like, you have, I've seen ones that have, like, a fence and a gate, but the fence is, like, 3 feet high. You're like, what's this for? And you're like, ah, right.
Like,
no,
it's just, it's symbolically doing things, right? But,
you know, the idea... As we drive past a graveyard, actually.
Right. As like a that yeah has a fence and a gate, but at nighttime being more activity for spirits and like the super.
Whoa,
that was crazy.
That doesn't seem right.
That seems like it seems like it's alive, kind of. It's like angry. Yeah. But angry nighttime being code. There was a car that had red front headlights, and I was like, is that even legal?
No.
No. Short answer.
I can confirm that.
Confirm or deny. The idea of just like spirits being around more at night. And kind of like that's when you go do stuff, but I've always been really interested in that too. Like Sydney got me like a ghost hunting kit for one of my birthdays, and like I always wanted to go do that, like walk around places and do stuff, but not by myself, obviously, with like a team of people. But
armed, I don't know, top men.
And on that note, that's the end of this Sitsock episode. This kind of took a veer into, like, you know, it's always been weird, but
well, it was mostly weird shit.
Maybe, yeah,
but I feel like that's a generic enough thing that we don't really have to it doesn't really classify, is it?
Well, that guy looks like fucking Saddam Hussein.
Kind of did a little bit. But yeah, look at this. Big old gates.
Yeah. They're open during the day. They close at night. Interesting. Well, graveyards. Go to them.
Can't live with them. You die there.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.